Chapter 9. Tom and Meg climbed onto the slippery rocks. The sea was wild, and the wind was freezing cold. Tom almost slipped into the sea, but Meg grabbed his arm. Meg and Tom stood on the rocks and stared at the ship over the wild waves. They waved their lanterns and shouted. The ship was still turning towards the shore.
"Stop! Stop! Turn away!" Tom shouted.
"Rocks! There are rocks!"
shouted Meg. Then Tom saw figures moving on the deck of the ship. There were shouts, too. The sailors' voices sounded desperate.
"I think they can see us, Meg," said Tom.
"They can see us, but they cannot turn in time. And there are rocks under the water. They will hit them," said Meg.
Tom saw the sailors running around the deck. They were pulling ropes and moving the sails. They were trying to turn away from the shore.
"But they have a chance now. We might save them," said Tom.
The ship was turning very slowly, but it was getting nearer the rocks. Tom looked up at the wreckers on the cliff.
"Have the wreckers seen us?" asked Meg.
"They are not looking at us. They are watching the ship," said Tom.
Suddenly, there was a noise. The ship looked strange. It looked like it was stuck on something. Tom watched in horror. There was a big hole in the side of the ship.
"They have hit the rocks," said Meg.
Tom and Meg stared as something dropped from the ship into the water. It was a small boat. Then another boat dropped onto the waves. Sailors began jumping from the deck into the little boats. Soon, the boats were heading to the shore. The boats looked very full.
"They escaped! They will be safe!" shouted Meg.
But Tom saw something. Not all the sailors were in the boats. One person was still on the deck.
"Why didn't he get in a boat?" said Tom.
"The boats were too full. He must be the captain. The captain leaves last," said Meg.
Tom heard a shout. The sailors were climbing out of the boats, but the wreckers were waiting for them on the beach. The sailors began fighting with the wreckers.
"Ha! The wreckers wanted drowned sailors, not live ones," said Meg.
There were more sailors than wreckers. The sailors were winning the fight. Tom stared at the man still on the ship.
"Look! He has got a rope!" shouted Tom.
The man tied the end of a big piece of rope to the ship. He waved at Tom and Meg and threw the rest of the rope over the waves towards them. The rope fell into the sea. It almost reached the rocks. Then the man jumped into the water. Tom was scared because the sea looked terrifying.
"He is swimming across," said Meg.
"We need to get the other end of the rope," said Tom.
Tom leaned out from the rocks, but he could not reach the rope. He could see it floating on the rough waves.
"Take my hand. Try to reach the rope," Tom shouted to Meg.
Tom held Meg's hand to make sure she did not fall into the sea. Then Meg reached out as far as she could. But it was no good. She could not reach the rope. Suddenly, a big wave crashed onto the rocks.
The wave pushed the rope towards Meg's hand.
Got it! Shouted Meg.
Tom and Meg pulled the rope onto the rocks.